Was that before my time? They'd give him, come here and give him the carry, and he'd carry many of 8 and 10 head of stock to Nashville to sell, you know, on the market, the Nashville market. And they'd give him $5 a head to carry him up there and sell them for him, because he knew what they were worth, about what they'd bring. So that's what he'd do. He'd carry them through. And I'll tell you another one of my experiences. The first trip to Nashville that I ever made was in January of 1908. So we left here with 3 cows, me and my daddy, and a neighbor boy. And the neighbor boy was older than I was. He was about 10, 11 years old. Mm-hmm. So we had a large horse and a buggy. We hooked this horse to the buggy. We drilled these 3 cows. We headed out toward Nashville. So we got to his brother-in-law's that night, up in the upper edge of the county here, this side of Bon Acre, Tennessee. So we put up for the night. Got up next morning, there's 4 inches of snow on the ground. Well, that was pretty interesting. We were headed for Nashville. So my aunt boiled us 2 eggs apiece to put in her pockets. It's hot, set to keep her hands warm. Mm-hmm. Of course, now this is foolish in a way, I guess, but anyway, I'm going to tell you my trip. So we waded that snow and drilled these 3 cows on, and we got on over on what they call Turnbull Creek now in Dixon County. So we spent the night at another. He knew everybody through the area at that, back in that year time. Spent the night there. The next day, we went on to Bellevue, Tennessee. That's 12 miles aside of Nashville. Mm-hmm. Well, we pulled in there, and this gentleman was the man that run the hotel and livery stable there. We put the cows and the horse and them up, and they carried the horse upstairs, the barn. I'd never seen a barn with upstairs to it, and he had to walk in and carry him and hauled him upstairs. Went to the store, and he had a corn popper in there. So I had my daddy to buy the, hey, buy this corn popper. You don't mind being taped, do you?
Well, I'll just stay on it.
And so he bought me the popcorn popper. So we spent the night at the his daughter, he had a daughter that was about 12 years old, I guess. She's older than me and my buddy was. So I never have forgot Carrie. Next morning, she come and called us and says to get up to eat her breakfast. So we got up and eat her breakfast, and we headed for Nashville. We got on into Nashville, or the edge of Nashville. And the horse began to get kind of excited, and the cows did, and the boys did too. We was all a little on excited. Well, when we got on into the first streetcar line, and back then, of course, you never seen, I don't guess, ever seen a streetcar that run on a trolley line, you see. But back then, this fire would fly from under them streetcars. They had a trolley to run overhead to get the electric power. So when we met the first streetcar, that's where I quit walking at all. I got in the buggy, and my daddy hired 2 colored boys to drive the cows on to the stockyard. So he taken the horse and us 2 boys, he handled us then. He carried us home to the stockyard. He sold these 3 cows and he got 3 cents a pound for them. At the 3 cents a pound, and we drilled these cows from here to Nashville. And they thought they'd done very well. They come out pretty well. They got 3 cents a pound. Of course, that's a long ways from what they are today. They're about 35 cents a pound, I think, on the market now. Well, but that's part of my experiences and his experiences. So we went down on the Cumberland River, spent about 2 nights down there with his brother and nephew. So next, early that morning, we got up and headed back to Hickman County, and we drilled through in 2 days coming back. We come right on, tipped right on in here coming back. And that was my first experiences is driving cattle, the only trip I ever made to drive them on foot. But it's unbelievable now for the younger generation to think.